Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Well, the search for a win this season continues for the Blues. A valiant performance last night at the RC saw them pick up a point against the Premier Division champion Shamrock Rovers. I caught up with Blues boss John Daly following the result.
John Daly, 1-1 against Shamrock Rovers here at the RC. Your initial thoughts after the game?
Yeah, look, we're obviously pleased with a point. We're playing against the top team, and you know, I thought the performance was good. The effort levels were really high, and we're obviously disappointed with the penalty that we conceded. The thought was soft, but our goal had an element of fortune when Pico heads on to Jurgen's hand, and it's obviously a great finish from Podge when it gets fired across. But yeah, we're obviously disappointed to go ahead and not come away with the 3 points.
Those couple of weeks off really seem to have rejuvenated a bit of life into this squad, kind of given them a sort of renewed self of purpose. Kind of feels like they come out kind of fresh, ready to go, and going into Monday now, even a point against the league champions will be massive, won't it?
Yeah, I think I've not really seen the confidence levels drop from the players, but I think we're obviously trying our best to try and get that first win and to get points on the board. And we've obviously got a new squad. There's a couple of debuts again tonight, which was great to see. And you know, we have to take heart from the performance. I thought the fans were brilliant tonight. They got right behind the team, and from the first minute right to the very end, they didn't stop singing. And it was it helps on the pitch. It helps the players keep going. And we had to withstand a lot of pressure from Rovers. We knew they'd have a lot of pressure, and we had to get the right pressure on the right players, and you know, stop the key players for them playing. And I thought we did that for large parts of the game.
I suppose the end of the first half, you probably might ask someone, and you know, a couple of fans might say, "Oh, the final third probably wasn't looking great. You were getting really good passes, and then the final stretch maybe just wasn't there." But then the second half, you come out. Granted, you have the goal, which is under, I suppose, interesting circumstances. But outside of that, you've got a good number of chances that are maybe connecting more in that final third. Like, what was it like at halftime? Trying to kind of, were you drilling a specific message into the players then to try and help them cross the line there?
It was just about trying to have a little bit more quality with our passes. We obviously spoke to them before the game about being brave in possession and trying to pass, and I thought we'd done that. We, as you said, we kind of built defensive third to middle third quite well, and then it was just that last little bit where we didn't connect it, or it was maybe a slack pass or an underhit pass, or you know, and you have to give credit to Rovers for their pressure in terms of how they pressed and you know, forces into areas that they wanted us to go. So, but yeah, it was more just about at halftime. It was more just about trying to have a little bit more quality in possession. Yes, continue to be brave and pass the ball, but just have that little bit more quality that we can try and, you know, join the dots and get up the pitch and create chances.
You played the media very well in the week by saying that Kevin wasn't going to start tonight. He ended up starting. Granted, he's probably not at that full 90-minute stretch yet, but he slotted in very well, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think I said he wasn't going to start. I said he'd be involved. So, he's going to be a big, big player for us. You can see the quality that he brings, the composure, the leadership on the park. You can hear him from the side. He's a voice, he's organising. He's played at a top level, top professional. So he'll certainly help the players around him. I thought, you know, he was excellent for the 60 minutes he played. He hasn't played for a long, long time, so we had to manage him. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to put him in a situation where, you know, he comes in, he plays one game, and then he's out for three or four. So we have to try and manage his minutes. And we've obviously got a busy schedule coming up, obviously with the Monday, Friday. So we'll just have to see how he is over the next few days regarding Monday, and then we can make a decision on the back of that. So, but yeah, look, it's great to have him here, and we're very fortunate to have him at the club. And he's a player that, you know, we enjoy working with. He's shown in training, you know, the levels that he can get to, and I think he showed tonight how good he is. And as I said, that's without having a pre-season, without having, you know, probably any match minutes for a long time. So once he's fully up to speed, I think, you know, there could be a real partnership there between himself and John Mann, who's also been excellent this season.
I suppose Hayden even comes off the bench as well, and he makes a crucial header in the dying moments as well. Like, it shows that there's good depth there now in that defensive position.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, I think it's important that you have depth to the squad. We've got some, you know, you even have Conor Carty coming off the bench, and, you know, Jorgen Vavolas, who comes on and sets up the goal. I thought Jordan Farrier, who made his first start tonight, was very good as well on the wing. He caused problems. You know, so look, there's definitely depth there in the squad. It's now just trying to get all the ones that are out injured back fit to give us a few more selection headaches.
Speaking of injuries, Tommy Lonergan is out, I suppose, and you talk about depth as well. Like, how big of an issue is that now that he's out and you're kind of only relying on a couple of handful of players and realistically one starting striker?
Yeah, but obviously the shape we've played tonight, we've played a 4-3-3, so you go with the one striker, so you have one up and one on the bench. And, you know, obviously if we've been playing with two strikers, you want to have options coming off the bench. Jorgen can play through the middle as well. So we have options there. Obviously Tommy's a miss because he's a top quality player. Obviously you don't want them players out injured, but that's, you know, that's part of football. You know, you have injuries, and I think every squad and every manager has to deal with that. And unfortunately for us, we've got a few out that are big players for us.
I suppose just finally as well, Bohemians on Monday night at Dalymount Park. It's never an easy fixture, but especially when they're on the form there at the moment.
Yeah, they're again a really good side, good manager, good backroom staff. You know, and they've put together a really good team and a good squad, so it's going to be a tough task for us, but it's one that we have to take heart from tonight. And I think if we show the same levels with a little bit more quality in possession, we know we can cause any team in this league problems. So it is, as I said, it's about trying to get that first win and get the monkey off our back, and then hopefully we can kick on from there.
Absolutely. John Daly, thanks a million, best luck on Monday.
Thanks very much.